Welcome back to Texans Weekly. As promised, time now for the X's and O's portion of the show. And for that, we bring in our very own John Harris and this week's BMW Telestrator.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator, everyone, presented by BMW. It's time to take a look at the Tennessee Titans defense. A little different than what it's been. It's been a 4-3 package in the past. But now with Dick LeBeau calling defense, you see a lot more 3-4 concepts, a lot of odd fronts. So now you see two outside linebackers, Derek Morgan, Brian Arakpo. But the one thing that's consistent is these guys can run. And you can see that against the Atlanta Falcons here with Devontae Freeman in the backfield, a guy right here that gave the Texans all kinds of trouble. Now this is going to be a simple zone play over to the left side. So we're going to zone everybody step here. And then Devontae Freeman is either going to stay outside wide, he's going to cut it up, or he's going to cut it back. Either way, the key to this is to make sure that he does one of these two things. You do not want him to get the edge and turn it up the sideline here. So that's the key. The one guy you're going to want to watch here is this play side linebacker. He's going to blow this play up. As soon as he recognizes it, he's coming right now. He's going to get right in the mesh, and that's going to force Freeman to have to cut back. And then these three guys take care of business and hold Freeman to a short gain, which was key against Atlanta, holding Freeman to short gains. So let's take a look at this play, and you can see exactly what I'm talking about here. You get a little bit of motion, so we're going to even up the set with essentially three tight ends, and we're going to try and get the edge. But Arakpo does a nice job here of holding that edge, and that's going to force Freeman to have to start in here. And when he does, here comes the linebacker right there to form that mesh, and that's where this play gets blown up. Nice job. You can see now this whole mesh right here, Freeman has one way to go, and that's right here. Well, you got backside linebacker help, and you got all this coming right here that can slow this play down, and he's going to end up getting 2 yards only because he's a strong runner. But you can see how the Titans floated the football, and here's the end zone shot of it as well. And you can see this linebacker right here make a great read and get up into that mesh and really kill this play before it really could get going. And there we go. We run the zone, stretch it. You can see him coming. He sees a gap, so he's going to take Jake Matthews back. Freeman knows it, so he knows his lane has got to be back here somewhere. Problem is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys all doing their job to stop this play. Freeman's going to get tackled right there. And you'll see how it comes together. That's good team defense, good fast flow defense right there by the Titans. Something the Texans are going to have to be very wary of. Got to run the football. Got to. And they're going to have to do it against a pretty fast defense. Appreciate you guys watching.
All right, thank you, John Harris. That's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to be with us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Texans Countdown Live. It is Deep Steel Blue Sunday as the Houston Texans take on the Tennessee Titans. And then be sure to flip right back on over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, where hopefully your Houston Texans are celebrating a victory. Have a great weekend, everyone.